Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, The Big Show is on your radio. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. Welcome in, South Carolina. Phenomenal to be with you on a Tuesday morning. Let's get it started, Diesel.
Lockdown!
Let's get it. My man D-Train is the head honcho at the Radio Ranch back there at the palatial ESPN Upstate Studios. What's happening, bruh?
Oh, you know, just living life.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. I've got we got an equipment upgrade, Diesel.
You sound great.
I was gonna say, does it sound like I'm even more? Is it an even more incredible sound than we bring to the people every day?
Yeah, you sound rich.
I'm not. I'm very poor. I work in radio. So I'm glad I'm putting off that 1%. Oh, you meant like quality of sound. Rich.
Yeah, not it. You. I didn't say yeah. You sound rich. Your voice sounds rich.
I was going to say, if you saw the Casa de Love, you'd realize that's not true. But, I'll take what I can get. Yeah, we've got the new equipment. But this is interesting, Diesel, because, you know, for the past month or so that I've been working live from the couch here at the Casa de Love, I've been rocking a headset mic, you know, like you would see on the guys calling play-by-play at a football game. But I have been upgraded to this brand new desk mic, which is a phenomenal microphone, but it's got to go on a mic stand, which has to sit on a flat surface. This is funny. My coffee table, Diesel, is like, it's like a traditional coffee table, right? It's couch height so that you can set things on the table in front of you and not have it block the TV. So now I have two options, which is I get to sit here with this mic stand resting on my lap, or I can put it on the coffee table, but then I got to like hunch forward for 3 hours. And considering I'm
You're saying you can't lounge to do the show?
Yes, that's exactly. It is taken away, and I think this might ultimately be the reason that we got the upgrade. Totally not that I was doing this. But now I can't, like, recline across the couch and lay out and get set up for my afternoon nap while I'm finishing up the show. I actually have to sit forward like an adult with responsibility, Diesel. I don't like it.
So you're saying you have to do your job.
I feel like I was already doing my job. I was just doing my job more comfortably. So, you know, what are you going to do? It's the radio life, man. It's the Diesel, let's be honest. It is the sacrifice that we make for the people. That's what we do.
Yeah, this is what we actually do to get paid. You know, people are like, you don't really have a job. You work in radio. Well, I have to sit up for 3 hours.
Yeah, I have to sit up. And I have to sit up with the temptation of being on my own. I have to work, Diesel, on my own couch. I have to watch hockey and basketball games in the middle of the day. I have to sit here and talk about sports for 3 hours, and you're telling me I have to sit up while I do it? Let's be honest, we don't get paid enough for that sacrifice. We're going to be busy today. Got a lot of stuff to get to. I can tell you right now, this is going to start to be fun for me as a radio dude, but I'm intrigued to see what it's like for you guys, because now we are getting back to sports, right? We've got the NHL tournament going on up in Canada. We've got the MLS's back tournament. Portland will get squared off tonight to try to make their run into the semifinals. Orlando City, huge win and a giant upset over LAFC in PKs over the weekend. So we'll start talking about the semifinals of the MLS is back tournament as it's almost set. Of course, the NBA yesterday. Diesel, I talked about three teams specifically yesterday. I talked about the New Orleans Pelicans and Zion Williamson. I talked about LeBron AD and the LA Lakers. And I talked about the Atlanta Braves. I said yesterday, the Pelicans look like maybe they weren't hitting the stride that I thought they were going to hit, so I thought they were in a lot of trouble. The Lakers look like they weren't going to be able to get it done if you were able to minimize LeBron and AD because they had no role support off the bench to help them. And I said the Braves had come alive and they looked like world beaters all of a sudden, and the path to the NL East looked like it had gotten a little bit easier. So I said the Pelicans were struggling, the Lakers were struggling, and the Braves were kicking ass. Diesel, yesterday, the Pelicans won going away, the Lakers won going away, and the Braves got it handed to them and lost Soroka for the rest of the year. I, right now, Diesel, am what the athletes call snake bitten with my predictions. It's like everyone I made yesterday went exactly the opposite way. So I'm good at what I do, Diesel, as long as you don't actually listen to anything that I have to say.
You're just 100% bad at what you do.
Right. Which, I mean, technically it means I'm good at what I do,
which means
right?
Batting all zeros is the same as batting 1,000. It means you're 1,000% at 100% at being wrong.
Works 60% of the time, every time. Yeah, as long as you bet exactly the opposite of what I say, you're going to be racks on racks on racks, man. Money coming out of your ears. As long as you bet everything that I have to say. By the way, Diesel, I need you to know that so far, three times since we started the show, have I stuck out my pinky and my thumb to make sure that I've got this right. Before the show started, when we're setting up the new microphone, we're making sure our levels are good and our numbers are all good so that we give you the best possible sound quality. And Diesel tells me I need to be one cowabunga away from the microphone, which as long as I've been doing radio, as long as I've been in a band, as long as I've been a wedding DJ and a corporate DJ and hosting my own shows, I have never heard anybody say one cowabunga away, Diesel, and you have just changed my life as a sound guy.
You're welcome. And you said you complained. Oh, man, now I'm going to start saying cowabunga a lot. It's like, that's a problem?
Yeah, we're bringing back cowabunga upstate. We're bringing back cowabunga. When you are lost and you don't know what the proper reaction is, just look deeply into the eyes of your boss or loved one and reply, cowabunga, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And roll with it. Your life will be better for it. It really will. All right. I feel like it's about time, Diesel, to do that little thing we do to start the show.
It's time for the lunch breakdown.
Lunch breakdown? Was that a...
I'm just trying to change it up, man.
Okay. All right. I'm just
keep you on your toes. That's all.
I'm just making sure. Breaking news out of collegiate football. According to ESPN's Heather Dinich, the Big 12 has made their decision. The presidents and chancellors approved a scheduling model for the upcoming college football season that will include 9 conference games and 1 non-conference game. The start of conference play will be solidified in the coming weeks with an anticipated start of mid to late September. The league still expects to play its non-conference games before the start of league play, according to a release. The model gives the Big 12 the flexibility to move the Big 12 Dr. Pepper championship game to December 12th or 19th, which is the same schedule that the SEC appears to be on as of this point in time. So now, every Power 5 conference has determined its scheduling model for the season that has already been altered by the coronavirus pandemic, and the Big 12 has joined the Atlantic Coast Conference as the only leagues that have kept one non-conference game. But that does not mean, and Diesel, you made a very good point about this yesterday, that does not mean that the ACC and the Big 12 are going to partner up for their non-conference games. In fact, I would suspect that likely won't be the case. There are some smaller schools or some smaller conferences, Diesel, including the Sun Belt, that are aiming to play football and play it full out. According to Brett McMurphy of The Atlantic, Sunbelt schools are planning on playing the original 12-game schedule, including 8 conference games, according to Stadium. Teams are not required to, but may replace canceled non-conference games as needed. And the Sunbelt game, the Sunbelt title game could be pushed back 1 week to December 12th, which means, Diesel, that your boys in Appy State might have them 4 non-conference games that are absolute bangers this year.
Very well could happen, and I want to know how they're going to – I mean, we all know this year is going to come with an asterisk, and I know how you love to throw those around, but you're going to have teams that play more games than other teams. How is the committee going to even try to figure that out? How are they going to rank teams when – I'm just making somebody up here. Texas Tech has only played 5 games, whereas – other school, insert Memphis, has played 7 games. How are they going to rank that?
It's a great question. Other question, you're the Sun Belt. What do you do if Appalachian State calls you and says, hey, we have added our non-conference games. We're going to play NC State, North Carolina, Wake Forest, and and I don't know, pick me another ACC, Virginia Tech this year.
Booyah.
First off, the big question about this is going to be the payday, right? Because if Appalachian State's going to go on the road, they're going to want some cash money out that deal, right? That's what that business is all about. We don't know that the Virginia Techs of the world are going to have the cash on hand to be able to throw Appy State a $1.8 million check to come up there and play them in Blacksburg. Everything we think we know, Diesel, there's still a lot to be figured out about.
Yeah, it's gonna be messy. And people are going to want, you know, full checks. You know, I don't think full game day checks are going to happen, not the way they had been. These $1.5 million, almost bordering on $2 million paydays, those aren't going to happen, because you can look at it and say, well, yeah, the school's getting $30 million a year just for television revenue. Well, are the TV networks still paying out that $30 million a year to the ACC? That money's going to have to be earmarked to other places that it typically hadn't been, because there's going to be no ticket sales, there's going to be no concession sales. All the other ways that the university makes money are all going to have to be propped up by this television money, if it even comes in. And then you're asking the school to pay out $2 million a pop for, you know, a couple of out of conference games. It's going to be tough to try to pull off. So, you know, I wonder this year if there's going to be either reduced payouts for road games like that, or if a lot of these smaller schools — and this is where it could get really interesting — they could leverage that and say, you know what, it's a weird year, cash is tight, give us just enough to pay to put our team up in a hotel, whatever that is, a couple $100,000, and pay for our trip down here. That's all we want you to cover. But we need a scheduling alliance going forward. We're going to need 20 games across all of our sports, especially our revenue sports, especially football. And then we can do a deal.
You know, I didn't think about that. That's really interesting. Could you see some of the smaller schools, the Sunbelt schools, that have elected to play out of conference, and now all of a sudden the ACC and the Big 12, they're going to be looking for dance partners? Now, granted, that's only 28 games, right? But if you're a Tulane or an Appy State or somebody of that caliber, Conference USA, Sunbelt, whatever it might be, because I think Conference USA is elected to try to play one or two out-of-conference games as well. If you're one of those squads, do you maybe use a game that if a team is desperate? And that's going to be the other thing. I mean, are those smaller schools going to use those big games possibly for leverage? Hey, we'll tell you what. We'll come up. We're Appalachian State. We'll come up to Blacksburg and play you, Virginia Tech. And you don't even have to pay us anything more than the expenses. But out of it, we want a home and home. We want another game where you're going to come down and play us in our stadium and put us on the map for a day. And maybe Virginia Tech looks at it and goes, you know, maybe that's worth it. Well, maybe that's worth it for us to add an away game at a smaller school in order to make sure that we have a respectable out-of-conference game on the schedule this year. Because, again, keep in mind, without those cross-conference contests, schools in that the ACC and Big 12 primarily, actually exclusively, are going to need to fill up those with decent squads in order to maybe make some noise for the playoffs if they go off at all. Maybe a team like an Appalachian State that is a respectable opponent in that position goes, yeah, we'll come up there, we'll play you at cost, but in return, next year you're coming to you're coming to the hills.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is I've seen a handful of ACC schools in particular. SEC schools, not so much, but ACC schools have shown that they are willing to go on the road to Group of Five stadiums. Virginia Tech has gone on the road to Old Dominion. I want to say they either have already or they have on their schedule to go on the road to Lynchburg and play at Liberty. North Carolina has played at Old Dominion. North Carolina has played at some smaller schools also. Miami has played in some smaller stadiums out of conference. So there is some precedent already. There are a handful of ACC teams who have not adopted that policy. I don't know that NC State has adopted that policy. I don't know that Duke has adopted that policy. But not that Duke is really the blue blood of college football in the ACC, but the powers in the ACC haven't necessarily adopted this go on the road to play smaller schools. But some have. Some of the smaller teams in the ACC have. So precedent has been set.
844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number. 844-477-3776. You can text us at 71307, 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters to us. And, of course, you can also get at us on Twitter at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio. If you want to check in that way, all the different ways to join us here on The Rob Brown Show. Let's take a real quick break. When we come back, we will hear what ESPN's Heather Dinich has to say about this announcement from the Big 12 and continue to talk about what it means for college football. Still waiting on where the rest of the conferences are going to make any changes. If they do, all that and more is coming up next. My name is Rob Brown. My man Diesel's the head honcho at the Radio Ranch pushing the buttons. You are listening to The Rob Brown Show. You are listening to ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So, you know, I think we all gained a deep appreciation that we all love sports beforehand. Diesel and I wouldn't sit here for 3 hours a day talking about sports if we didn't love them, right? Diesel, you ever had to do a show before about a subject that you didn't love, or even worse, you just didn't care about?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
not easy.
No, it sucks. It's you can do it if you're a professional, but it sucks. I spent 2 years doing political talk radio, okay? I did news and politics for 2 years, and while I am intrigued by. I enjoy politics. I enjoy reading the news and staying up to date and trying to have good conversation. And I'm not saying this as a shot at anybody who enjoys the political world of talk radio. But political talk radio over the years has gotten, to me, it's not fun, right? Because it's just people, a lot of people spouting a lot of stuff that's not true. A lot more people just getting angry and wanting to fight constantly. It lost me. So I did 2 years. And after about a year of it, I just got to the point where I was like, I'm over this, man. And it makes it very difficult to do a show. We love sports. We love sports, which is why we can do this every single day and love it every day. I mean this when I say there's that old cliche that, you know, if you do what you love, you'll never work a day in your life. Well, here's the reality, man. Work for Diesel and I, this part of it, this is the part we look, well, I can speak for myself. I'm assuming Diesel to some degree. This is the part of the day that we look forward to. There's a lot of other stuff that we have to do off the air to make sure that, you know, the station stays on the air and sounds good and is up to date and all that. And that's the actual work. But in the 4.5-5 months that we didn't have sports on TV, I think all of us that love sports developed a new appreciation for it. When we had nothing going on, and the best thing about sports talk was a documentary. Remember 3 months ago, Diesel, 4 months ago, we had Tiger King talk like 3 times a day. That was the best thing about sports radio was Tiger King. And then we had The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan documentary. The best thing about talking about sports at that point was stuff that happened on a basketball court 25 freaking years ago, right? Sports being back is fantastic. I spent yesterday sitting on my couch at noon watching hockey, at 2:30 watching hockey, at 4 o'clock watching basketball, and yesterday I had 3 screens going in my living room, all on different sports, and I couldn't get enough of it. I just absolutely couldn't get enough of it. I've started putting money down on sports responsibly, like not a lot of money, but going back to putting money down on sports, I have been loving every second of this. I have got right now in the living room the Florida Panthers and the New York Islanders. The Islanders lead that qualifying round series 1-0, and the Panthers right now on the power play working to try to level up this series, and I can't get enough of it, right? Like, I don't think my eyes have left this hockey game with the exception of making sure my microphone was turned on to start this segment, and I can't get enough. Diesel, I would like to propose that when sports goes back to normal, as the Panthers have taken a 1-0 lead as we speak with a second left on the power play, they're able to find net. The Panthers lead the Islanders 1-0 with 8:44 left to play in the first period. A lot of hockey left to go in this one. I would like to propose that all major sports leagues play daytime weekday games around the clock forever. Because sitting on the couch watching hockey at noon on a weekday, Diesel, is something I could very much get behind as the new normal here in America.
Yeah, that's good for you, but it's not good for the majority of Americans who go to work.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Minor details. So the point of this is, if you haven't found a new appreciation for sports, I don't know what to tell you. I can't get enough right now. I have watched as much as I can. Again, like I've moved both of my extra TVs out to the living room to have as many screens working in front of me as I can all day, every day. I have forsaken going out and riding the bike and getting some exercise in because my exercise is screaming at my TV about hockey games in the middle of the day now. I'm for it. My appreciation for sports is so high right now after not having it for so long. I don't know that if this was a regular point in time, and I don't know that if this was a regular day in our life, that if you told me the Panthers and the Islanders were playing a noon NHL hockey game on a Tuesday, I don't know that I could guarantee you that I'd watch it. I don't know that I could guarantee it'd be a part of my day. But the last thing I did before I passed out in bed last night was go to the TV Guide website and go ahead and mark every sporting event that was on TV today, starting at noon, going through the NBA restart games this afternoon and evening, marking down the, I think, six NHL games that are going on today, the, I think, five NBA games. I've got the schedule of MLB on a notepad right in front of me. I can't get enough. And I am so, look, I will never, I don't think, and I mean, it's easy to say now, but I don't think there's going to be a point moving forward for me, Diesel, that I'm not going to be going midday hockey. Hell yeah, let's do it. Because now we know what the world is like when we can't have sports. Now that we do, I will take everything I can get innocently, like nonstop. I will take everything I can get, including noon NHL hockey. 844-GSP, ESPN, 844-477-3776. 7301 is the text line. Start your text with ESPN so it filters to us. All right, quick break. Now we come back. We'll get back to this college football talk. Heather Dinich of ESPN was the one who broke the story about the Big 12 approving their nine games plus one non-conference schedule. We'll hear what Heather had to say about the Big 12's decision and talk about the impact that might have on some of the smaller schools moving forward. All that and more on the flip side of this break. I am Rob Brown. My man Diesel is back in the network studio. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is right here on ESPN Upstate. I am Rob. My main man Diesel's the head honcho at the Radio Ranch, pushing the button, switching all the switches. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's tremendous to be with you. Let's talk a little more collegiate football. ESPN's Heather Dinich was the one who broke the story about the Big 12 moving to the nine-conference plus one non-conference game model. She found out about it. She broke it. Here's what Heather had to say was the reasoning for the Big 12 deciding to follow the ACC in adding that one non-conference game. Here's Heather Dinich of ESPN.
Well, Big 12 Commissioner Bob Boasby has been telling me for weeks that he expects disruptions to this season because of the coronavirus pandemic. And this scheduling model, they hope, will provide the flexibility to adjust to any disruptions that happen. This allows them to be able to push back their conference title game to either December 12th or December 19th. But Greeny, it's also a reaction to games they lost from other conferences. And remember, we're not going to see West Virginia, Florida State. We're not going to see Texas, LSU. We're going to be missing out on Oklahoma, Tennessee, all games that would have helped provide clarity in the college football playoff race. So all of those things combined factored into this decision as that being the preferred model.
And that flexibility, is that based on the possibility of having to skip a week here or there? Skip is not the word I'm looking for, but you know what I mean. If they have to shut down here or there, you extending rather than compressing actually does make sense to me from that standpoint. Is that the thinking?
Right. You need some bye weeks to provide some cushion. I mean, look, Michigan State earlier last month, I should say, shut down. And when you do that or when you have positive tests, you're talking about 2 weeks. You're talking about two Saturdays, two football games that you have to react to. So these schedules, not just for the Big 12, but for every Power 5 conference, have to take that into consideration. You're not just missing one Saturday. If you're a team that's quarantined, you're going to be missing two.
So that's what Heather Dinich had to say about the Big 12 making that decision. And, You know, we've had this conversation about the ACC and the SEC and the reasons they're pushing stuff around. It's the same reason a lot of schools have decided to move up and play their first game in that week zero slot that we have talked about. Of course, that week moving their games up one weekend before Labor Day in order to have that extra week of flexibility. And, you know, look, we've seen a number of schools, Diesel, North Carolina, Ohio State, amongst others, Michigan State, that have had to shut down workouts for at least a brief period of time. We know Clemson had that, well, they had like 17 positive tests. LSU had to quarantine like 24 players or something like that. They had a few positives, but a ton of direct contact between those positive cases and other players on the squad. So basically, Diesel, all this comes down to is college football is looking to do two things, or at least in terms of the conferences, they're looking to do two things. The first thing they're looking to do is they're trying to make sure that they are playing within, if nothing else, a conference bubble so that they have more uniform control over testing policies, procedures, protocols, etc. They have more uniform control over what's happening within those conferences and have a better idea of who is involved and who's interacting with who and what is happening between those interactions, etc. The second thing they're doing here is trying to create a system where if you do have an outbreak, and look, it's inevitable, right? It's going to happen. It's not a matter of when, but a matter of if. The second thing they're looking to do is create a system where if they have that outbreak, if Clemson's got NC State on the schedule and there is an outbreak at NC State, that game can be shuffled back in the mix, filled in into one of those additionally created slots somewhere back in the back part of the schedule, maybe move some other games around. And you couldn't do that if there were a ton of non-conference games. If that FSU West Virginia game was still the week one game for FSU and there's an outbreak at West Virginia, it's unlikely that there's going to be a slot on a regular schedule where FSU and West Virginia can both fill that game back in later. You would have chaos on the schedule. But if it's all ACC games and it's all Big 12 games, then that becomes a little bit easier to flex around if you have an outbreak. Diesel, when it comes down to it, this is just the conferences, and the Big 12 is the latest one of them. This is just the conferences making sure that they have as much control over the flexibility of their schedule as they can. And the more I think about it, Diesel, the more I think that might be the only way to handle the 2020 football season.
Yeah, and I'm surprised we haven't also heard something similar to what Major League Baseball has done, in that they're going to allow these rosters to be a little bit bigger and have a lot of guys on reserve. I'm surprised we haven't heard anything regarding potentially having to pull somebody's red shirt in case you don't have enough players in the event of an outbreak. So let's say your first, second, and third string wide receivers are all gone because the wide receivers room got it bad. Well, what about the red shirt freshmen or the red shirt sophomores? Are they going to be allowed to play without burning their red shirt just so that you can field a competitive team? Because that, I feel like that could become an issue.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that is a that is one of the few spots that I think the NCAA does have some level of power over the conferences, right? Their ability to talk about scholarship numbers and roster numbers and set those limitations and those limits. And I think eventually, you're right, Diesel, they are going to have to start considering that. They're going to have to start wondering, what do you do for scholarship numbers if you have a guy opt out, say, I'm not going to play in 2020. And remember, the Pac-12, excuse me, is facing that potential, that unity group. And we're going to talk about them coming up here in just a minute. That unity group has now said that they want a faster timeline from the Pac-12 or they will opt out. They also say, they are also claiming that they have about 400 players who have now signed on to sit out, opt out of the 2020 Pac-12 season if their demands are not met. The NCAA is going to have to take that into consideration. How do they handle rosters, scholarships, roster limits, etc., if you do have a mass exodus of players because of the coronavirus, because of social justice issues, or whatever other factors these unity groups, because I suspect the Pac-12 unity group will not be the last one to spring up before the season starts. if you do have that many players decide to walk, or if there is a major outbreak on a team at a school, how do you handle that? And these are all things. I think that's one of the interesting things, not just about athletics, and that's at the collegiate and professional level, Diesel. But I'm not going to lie, it kind of makes our job interesting, too, because, you know, as much as these guys, you know, as much as we are supposed to sit here and be able to say, well, it's likely that this and they're probably going to do that, at the end of the day, there is no way for us to even speculate, because, Diesel, I don't think the guys in charge have answers yet. I don't think the guys in charge have thoughts, and we're going to see a bunch of issues pop up that they have likely never faced before, and are going to have to come up with unique first-time solutions for problems they've never even considered when laying out the groundwork for college football.
Yeah, and the sad thing is we just don't have any unified leadership across college football. We're supposed to. That's what the NCAA is supposed to do. But they can't provide anything that's unified that every conference has to follow, and so it's going to be a mess.
Bingo. Could not agree with you more. 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307, start your text with ESPN, and it'll filter right to us. Let's take a break. When we come back, we do have news about that Pac-12 Unity Group. I'll tell you what their latest rounds of statements are, what they say, what their demands are, and more when we return here in just a minute. I am Rob Brown. My man Diesel is back in the network studio. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is right here on ESPN Upstate. I am Rob. He is Diesel. Tremendous to be with you. I want you to jump on board. By the way, got something really, really big for you. We have for you on our website right now at ESPNUpstate.com an opportunity for you to win a trip to the 2021 PGA Championship. In partnership with the PGA of America, ESPN Radio is giving you the chance to win a VIP trip to the 2021 PGA Championship at Kiawah Island Golf Resort. The 2020 PGA Championship will air on ESPN for the first time in over 30 years. And to celebrate those live coverage events, all four rounds will be on ESPN and ESPN Plus. We are giving to one grand prize winner an opportunity for that winner and a guest to receive a four-day, three-night flyaway trip to the 2021 PGA Championship at Kiawah Island Golf Resort from May 21st through 24th, including round-trip airfare and hotel accommodations and more. Go to our website right this second. It is going to be ESPNUpstate.com for your opportunity to win a shot at the 2021 ESPN flyaway vacation to the PGA Championship. Go to ESPNUpstate.com for rules, regulations, and to enter. We'd be happy to have somebody from the Upstate fly just down the road to go check out the PGA Championship. I actually have I've actually already put in for the raffle for those tickets, so hopefully I'll see you there. Fingers crossed. All right, 844-GSP. ESPN's the number. 844-477-3776 is the way to go to be a part of the program. Text me 71307. Start your text with ESPN if you'd like to get at us in that direction. So, hours after receiving a response from Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott that indicated he was eager to hear more about the concerns and would find a convenient time to speak with that Pac-12 Players Unity Group later on this week, leaders from that hashtag We Are United campaign responded late last night asking for more immediate action. The email approved by the group's leadership said, quote, "While we appreciate the response, we are looking to move on a faster timeline than you have proposed. We are 2 weeks away from fall camp and would like to work to come to a resolution so that we can play this season. Every day that we don't have discussions puts players at risk, at additional risk of COVID, end quote. Larry Scott's letter came in response to both the Players Tribune article and an email directed to him from the conference's athletic directors on behalf of hundreds of Pac-12 football players that outlined concerns over the risk of COVID in current conditions on campuses and how those conditions are related to the systemic racial injustices imposed by NCAA sports that disproportionately exploits black athletes physically, academically, and financially, end quote. A ton of players have threatened to opt out of fall camp and from playing games unless their demands for fair treatment, safety regulations, and concerns over racial justice for college athletes are met by the conference. In a letter to Scott and the Pac-12 ADs dated back on August 2nd and obtained by ESPN, the group asked for daily video meetings with Scott, the athletic directors, and the player representatives to begin Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific time, but that meeting was not granted. In Scott's response, which was sent at just after 4 p.m. yesterday and first published by Sports Illustrated, he said the conference is reviewing the group's concerns and would be discussing them with its members over the next few days. He highlighted four sections: student-athlete health and safety in COVID-19, social justice and anti-racism, the name, image, likeness rules, and economic opportunity, and student-athlete health and well-being, to provide additional background information on, but offered no additional action from steps that had previously been taken. Look, this is going to be an interesting discussion because the players are pulling a power move here by saying, look, we appreciate your willingness to talk to us, but that's not enough. We're not getting it done fast enough. And they have a point. Diesel, I think I would probably be on Larry Scott's side if this was happening in May, but we're like a month and a week away from what is supposed to be the start of college football for that week zero game, which is supposed to take place. Actually, it's less than a month away from when that week zero is supposed to take place. And the Pac-12 really has not provided any sort of idea, clue, hint as to when they're going to put those COVID-19 protocols down. And the thing that I think a lot of people are getting caught up here in, Diesel, is that these players absolutely have a right to demand that Pac-12 officials do all they can do to keep them safe from COVID-19 if they expect them to play and go make money for these universities and these college administrators and presidents, etc. We're inside of a month away. I really have no issue with the players pushing for a faster resolution to this because the timeline is screwed up.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem – the frustrating thing is it doesn't seem that hard to pull off. Yet, administrators on multiple levels, from the university level to the NCAA level, all say, well, it's just too messy. It's really complicated. It's hard to figure out. It's really not. That's the thing. It's really not. We know they know what to do. Then they just have to figure out how to implement it on their campus. That's not that difficult.
Well, I would say from the perspective of talking just about football, I agree. I think figuring out how to do the best you can to keep players safe on football, giving them the option to opt out, is there. But I think the ADs and the administrators are going to lean back on the fact that they're also trying to figure out how to make that work within a college campus, right? And if these colleges are not going to go into a bubble, then yeah, there's considerations that have to be made. We'll talk more about this in the next hour because it is not a simple topic. That's coming up next on the Rob Brown Show. Diesel, Rob, you, this is ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.